Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening to you. Once again, welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Real Talk with the number one doctors. It's my absolute pleasure to be here with you this evening. Myself and Reverend Dr. Floyd Harris, all the way from Fresno, California, as he says, Mississippi, Fresno. And here I am calling you from Atlanta, Georgia, known as Hotlanta. And so we're here this evening once again to greet you, our listening audience. Please let people know about our radio show. And the way you do that is to take our link and to put it on your Facebook so that individuals can click onto the link and listen to our show. It's an interesting show. We always try to be very sincere, very real. You may not agree with us, and that's okay. That's what makes America so great. We can have a various of opinions. But again, we're here to learn something. And if we can say something that gives you a ha-ha moment, then it would have been worth our while coming in and sharing this time with you tonight. So again, we have a very interesting show for you this evening. Sit back, relax, enjoy, and let's get into the show. Reverend Harris, how are you? Greet the brethren, brother.
Good evening, Doctor. How are you out in the big city of Atlanta?
Well, I'm behaving myself. I'm staying safe. I'm not creating any problems with the police or anyone else for that matter. I'm staying on my side of the lane.
Wow, that's hard for me to believe, but okay, I'll take your word for it.
You're such a good friend.
Well, it's good to be on the air again. I want to thank all of our Blog Real Talk listeners for tuning in tonight to our show. We have a very interesting show tonight out here on the West Coast in Fresno, better known as Mississippi Fresno. We just want to give a shout out to all of the freedom fighters across the country, across the world, for those who are in the struggle. We never want to forget Miss Mary Neal.
No.
The Lord bless her soul. She was, you know what, Dr. King, why don't you say a little bit about two or three minutes of Miss Neal?
Well, you know, I came to know Sister Neal through you, Reverend Harris. This was a lady who had her own show, but she would link our shows together and also would be part of our show. We actually shared the time together. But her show was created out of the hurt and pain that the family experienced with her brother. Her brother was arrested and mysteriously died while he was in custody. And the family set out a lawsuit to get some answers. And this began to open up her calling because her brother had a mental illness. And because of that, whatever his behavior was, whatever took place, it would appear that he was not being protected health-wise. Never got a straight answer as to how he died in custody while he was incarcerated. And so she dedicated her show to her brother. And you can certainly go on the internet, type in Mary Neal, and her name will come up. The shows that she's done will come up. And you can read the history about her brother. I think one of these evenings we will do a special show on Mary Neal, and maybe even have people who know Mary Neal to call in and talk about how she impacted their lives. So if any of you are listening to our show this evening and you've listened to Mary Neal's show before, or you know of Mary Neal, Sister Mary Neal, please take notes, because I think we'd love to be able to do a show maybe sometime in November. November is the Give Thanks Month. And certainly we would like to give thanks to Mary Neal, because she certainly had some extremely interesting shows. I mean to say, we learned so much from the callers that would call in and those who she would interview. And I think we would do right by her to dedicate one of our shows to Mary Neal. So those of you who are interested in coming in and talking about Mary Neal and what she meant to you, Facebook Reverend Harris, send him a note. Says, oh, count on me, Reverend Harris. I'd love to be on the show to talk about the dear sister. So get the word out for us through your Facebook, through your other means of communication, and we will arrange a particular evening, and we will do that and give honor to our sister. Reverend Harris, yes, you can also join in on some of the things about Mary Neal, because, I mean, she contacted you and brought me into the circle of acquaintances, a beautiful sister. And by the way, I got to see her just months before she passed away. And you know what? I tell you, we were in the same room, and I recognized the voice. I've never seen her before, but I recognized her voice. And by the time she got through sharing her information, I turned around to see if I could greet her, and looks like she stepped out of the room, and I was never able to see her. So talk about two ships passing in the night. I never physically got to see Sister Neal, and yet I came so close to being in the same auditorium as she was, recognized that voice, went to greet her, and she just disappeared. And unfortunately, never got to see her in the physical realm. But I know that her spirit is with us all the time. We sense her spirit, Hotep, to Sister Mary Neal.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Kennedy. I think we will do a special show on her, maybe a couple of shows at that. We'll get the word out across the country globally so that we can do right by her. She was really instrumental and very, very happy. So I was one of her favorite preachers who spoke truth to power, and Reverend Pinckney, and who's in jail and prison right now. And so we come dime a dozen. You know, it's a lot of heavy lifting that we do. And that takes me into what our show is tonight. I was able to meet, I'm going to say she's a young lady. She's on the board. Matter of fact, she have listeners from Fresno tuning in. Dr. Kennedy. She has a ministry called Beautiful Blessings International Ministries, a global healing and deliverance ministry, Apostle Iva, and so Washington. And so, you know, again, the other night when you were on the freeway, we could not chime you in on the conversation, but there's a situation that's going on with one of her family members that's incarcerated. And so the Lord has brought us together to us together to see what we can do to try to get him out of that kangaroo prison system. And so I talked to her today and, you know, just asked her, would she like to come on our radio show? She's having a, I guess the right word is conference. I want to say workshop. I believe it's a conference that she's having here in Fresno, I believe this Friday and Saturday at the Hinton Center, if I'm correct. She'll give us all that information. And she's a very, very humble sister that I, apostle that I've met, love to pray. And so I just felt led, Dr. Kennedy, to, matter of fact, we got more. The board is lighting up right now. It's been a while since we had the board lit up. So apostles getting word out across the world. People are calling in right now. So I want to bring her in, Dr. Kennedy, to introduce herself and so that we can get a better understanding in regards to the conference that she's going to be having here in Fresno. I believe she lives in Sacramento. I did was with her about 2 days ago at her mom's house, speaking with her, good hospitality. And so we're just going to go ahead and bring her in right now. We just want to say all the listeners, thank you for calling in. Please share our radio show. This will not be the last time that we have the apostle with us, Iva, on our show. We'll be doing many, many shows with her, and also a follow-up show after the conference, possibly next week, to see how did everything go. Welcome to Real Talk with the number one doctors. It's Dr. Harris, Dr. Gene Kennedy, out from Atlanta, Georgia. Apostle, are you there with us this evening?
I am here. God bless you both.
All right. Peace
Thank
and
you
love,
for,
my sister. Bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for being on our show this evening. And this
Absolutely.
It's an honor
I
for us
so
to have
yes.
you and your guests.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
So
yeah,
you're going to be having a conference this Friday and Saturday. We'd like for you to introduce yourself to our radio audience. Just want to let you know that our audience reaches all the way to Nigeria and Jamaica and all over the United States. So you have a real large audience right now. I don't want to scare you, but I just wanted to let you know that your voice is getting I tell folk, and when people want to associate themselves with me and Dr. Kennedy, I say, you know, we're not no Fresno County, you know, we're worldwide, you know, so that's how we roll.
Amen.
So go ahead, Apostle, and take it from there.
Amen. Well, praise God. My name's Iva Tanner, Apostle Iva Tanner, and I'm located here in Sacramento, California. And, yes, I do have a healing and deliverance ministry. It's called Beautiful Blessing International Ministries. I host lots of different events. This weekend I will be hosting a conference, but I do many revivals. And what that entails is I go all over the place doing healing and deliverance, which entails a lot of deliverance, laying of hands. We do a lot of home calls, actually. Have a really large street ministry. I work really closely with a young lady who is on the line, and her name is Prophetess Maisha Bell. Awesome woman of God. And I believe, Dr. Harris, you know who she is. And so yeah. Friday night, she's actually going to be the one that starts Prophecy Conference, dynamic speaker, awesome woman of God. So I am really excited. And then on Saturday, I will be closing this out. And what this conference is a warfare conference. This is part three. For the past 3 years, I've done part one, two, and three. And this will be the last part of the warfare conference. We'll start something new this coming year. But what we do is we go in and we invite a lot of people. It's a free conference. It's going to be held over at the Hinton Center in Fresno, California, off of Church and Fairview Avenue at 6 p.m. both nights. So we'd love to see everyone come out and receive what thus says the Lord. And what we do there, what we're going to be doing this time, is bringing the people in and teaching them what warfare really is. A lot of people don't have any idea. They just figure they got a lot of trouble going on. They figure they got a lot of issues happening in their life. They don't understand why they're getting sick. They don't understand how to come out of it. And we teach people how to war in the spirit, because everything we're going through, even in the area of politics and the abuse that our people are suffering and different things, it is a spiritual war. It is not a physical war. It is physically happening, but the only way to win it is in the spirit. So that is what we teach people. And also my truest gift is to teach people to war in love. A lot of times it's not possible, but most of the time, if you're truly led by the Lord, it's possible. So that is what I try to convey to every person that I come in contact with, and just share what the Lord has placed inside of me. I do global ministry, meaning I go wherever the Lord sends me. And like I said before, my issue is normally with me. There's another young lady, Marie Caldwell, which is one of my spiritual daughters, and she travels with us from time to time. So we are just really adamant about getting the word of God out. We love people. It is just such a blessing and an honor to have had the opportunity, Dr. Harris, to meet with you and sup with you, fellowship with you. My parents adore you. So I just want to say thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate the fact that you've come in. I didn't understand why the Lord told me to contact you, but I get it now, because I didn't know much about you at all. I had heard you preach like a beast, but that was all I had heard. So it just really, you know, things just really began to manifest. And it's just such a blessing, because you're such a humble dude. You know what I mean? Just really very, it's hard to describe, but I just want to say thank you. And I know that over time that the Lord is going to do exactly whatever it is he set out, because the promise he made me was that my cousin is coming home. And I take God at his word. It may have taken a year for me to make the connection, but it's here and it's going to happen. And you have my word as well as my family that we're going to stand and we're going to believe God and trust God that it's going to happen. You know, I'm excited about this coming weekend. I hope everybody in Fresno will take the link on my Facebook. It's under Iva Washington Tanner, and share it and come out. Be blessed. Bring somebody with you. There's no charge. If you want to bring your kids, that's fine too. We just want to teach you what a lot of the churches are not teaching. They are not teaching people how to war. Warfare is very real. And if you're not equipped for it, you can get killed in these streets. So we want to get you in there, and we want to teach you. You know, we want to pray with you. If somebody comes and there's an issue they're having in their body, we want to pray with you. We want to lay hands on you and believe God to heal you, because that's what we do. That is what we do. God is faithful to his word. So we stand on that.
Yeah. Right.
Amen.
Right. So would you, I'd like to ask, do you know the last four digits of, she's in L.A. or Fresno right now?
She's in Fresno. She's actually on. Maisha, if you're listening, could you unmute your phone and announce yourself?
Well, what is her last four numbers of her phone? Do you know?
Yeah, hold on. I can check it out. It would be 6051.
Okay, there she is. Welcome, my sister, to Real Talk with the Number One Doctors.
God be the glory. God be the glory. May God be the glory. How are you doing, Pastor Harris? Greetings to you, Apostle Iva, and to the to Doctor. I didn't really get your name. God bless you, woman of God.
Dr. Kennedy.
Oh, Dr. Kennedy.
Dr.
God
Kennedy.
Bless you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Good to have you all here.
Praise God.
So we're excited to hear that you're going to be at the Hinton Center, which is right in the community of West Fresno, which there is a lot of strongholds, which is
yes.
the community that has the highest concentration of poverty, which is the
yes.
community that has a lot of black-on-black crime. So I
mm-hmm.
think what you're doing is right on time. I mean, this
God.
Is the first time, I believe, Dr. Kennedy, that we've had a ministry like this on our radio show, which, you know, I'm loving it. And so tell us a little bit more about what you're planning on doing on Saturday.
Well,
son,
this Friday and Saturday, it's called the conference is called My Warfare is Real. Amen. You know, the Lord says that we don't wrestle with flesh and blood, with the powers of principalities in high places and dark places. So we're going to be training the people of God. The difference between if you're fighting your flesh or you're fighting in the spirit, a lot of times when things go wrong, we always assume that it's the enemy or it's the devil or that we're going through these things, and sometimes we're fighting against our own selves. So we'll be teaching about fighting in the spirit and really knowing that the battle isn't ours, but it does belong to the Lord. But and even with what you were saying, Mr. Harris, that there's so much black-on-black crime here in Fresno, the poverty. And as I've been here for almost 12 years, as I've been here, I've witnessed so much in the community. And I noticed that it's just not a community thing. It's a prayer thing, and that the people of God, we need to come together, pray, and just really fight and press through the spirit, because what's done in the spirit has to come in the natural. And so a lot of times what's going on in the natural is because we have a lack of watchmen, a lack of prayer warriors who are really interceding for the community. So we're bringing some people of God just who really believe in praying and just really allowing God to do the one who's really fighting. But so more so the conference is, you know, teaching people just how to press through your adversity, how to press through any trial or tribulation that may come your way, and really not to give up, to really conquer every fear, conquer every situation you're encountering, and really standing not just for yourself, not only for your home and your family, but standing as a community. And really coming together. So I'm praying that this conference will touch the lives of many people, will come and be delivered from whatever it is that they're going through, and just know that when they leave, that they know how to be suited with the whole armor of God. And so, so it just really teaching them, teaching their hands how to war, teaching what the whole armor of God is, as in Ephesians tell us, you know, the whole armor of God, and teaching them how to use your weaponry and how to dismantle the enemy, how to see the snares and the weaponry of the enemy, and how to really disarm him, and how to use our words, because our words are sharper than any two-edged sword. So with life and death being in the power of the tongue, learning and teaching them how to use their tongue or use their words effectively. You know, our words have a lot to do with being manifested in the atmosphere. So just teaching them how to pray, how to steadfast, but really how to decree and declare, and really really allow the manifestations of God to take place in our community. So it's really a community thing. It's not more so just a one-on-one type of thing where we just having anyone and everyone just to come, but it's for to do a change in the atmosphere, to shift the atmosphere. With Sister Iva, when I met
yes.
her, she was doing a – when I met Sister Iva, she was doing a conference called – she did My Warfare. That was the second one. Very powerful event. Very powerful. She always brings great teachers who have sound doctrine, great faith builders in the faith. And when Miss me and Iva, Miss Sister of Apostle Iva, I remember a time she called a few other prayer warriors, and she said, you know, we need to get together and go pray. So what we did was we prayed on the four corners of Fresno. And during that time, the rate, the crime, it dropped. And I'm not saying it's because of what we did, but I do think it had a lot to do with the atmosphere, you know, decreeing and declaring, going to the highways and the byways and praying and shutting down some things that the enemy thinks that he has prevailed over. And we know that no weapon for and against us shall prosper. So that's really what the conference is for. Deliverance and healing, but teaching the saints how to steadfast, not to be moved, not to be shaken, to have that unshakable faith, and just to know that we are more than conquerors in the Lord, and that we are already walking in victory. So yeah. So.
Amen.
So, Dr. Kennedy, did you have anything you would like to ask or say? Or Dr. Kennedy is from Fresno. She just moved to Atlanta, I believe, maybe 2 years ago, if I'm correct. And she's sending she is the daughter of a bishop, well-respected bishop in the islands of Jamaica. And so hopefully I asked her that I would like to go do some mission work in Jamaica. And so her father is open to that. Dr. Kennedy, could you chime in on this?
Well, I again, greetings both of you for coming in on our show this evening. As you're speaking, it reminds me so much of the type of show that Mary Neal used to do on a Sunday, where she would really just open up her show to meditation and scripture, and just allow those who were shut-ins to be able to have some time of spiritual connection on the Blog Talk radio show that we had. She's gone to be with the Lord. That's open right now, that vacant spot. But again, as I hear you speak, and I just thought it just brought back memories to me. And there's a couple of things. First of all, I think this is just so timely to have this in Fresno. When Reverend Harris speaks about Fresno being a statistical number in terms of having that one of the highest areas of poverty in that area. And we know that lack is not of the Lord. I am a professing Christian myself, so it gives me an opportunity on the show to step out in that role. Since we have so many people that listen to the show, we don't know whether they're believers or not. But tonight we're amongst spiritual family, so I can put that hat on tonight with our guests. And so thinking that you are having this this conference to teach people how to do spiritual warfare, how timely that is, because a community that suffers with such high poverty, that is an example of where people's spirituality is. We have very large churches in Fresno. We have very active ministers. We have some of the largest African-American churches right there in the zip code of 93709, or 06, I should say, 06. And yet, with all that's going on there, we still continue to come up high on the levels of poverty and crime and some of these other bondages, I'll just call it that for the time being.
Right,
and so coming
right.
in and having this, I think, is just a very timely time to
right.
do that, and I commend you for that.
Yeah, well, Dr. Kennedy, we're at our last minute here on our radio show. I mean, it goes fast when you're having a good time. And we just want to thank everyone for tuning in. And those who are on the line, we have another caller. At 0274, I'm going to get to you. Maybe you want to have something to say, or maybe you're just tuning in for support. Either way is fine with us, but we just want to say thank you for tuning in tonight. We'll be here tomorrow night. We may have a part two, may not, but we will have a follow-up next week. We just want to say please Google Dr. Jean Kennedy. She is an organizational psychologist from Fresno, but moved to Atlanta, Georgia. She's building a pipeline of resources from Atlanta, Georgia to Mississippi Fresno that I have renamed our city. And so thank you for tuning in. We want to go to caller 0274. Caller 0274. We just want to see, would you have something to say, or maybe you're just tuning in. Caller 0274, welcome to Real Talk with the number one doctor. This is Dr. Harris, Dr. Gene Kennedy out of Atlanta, Georgia. 0274, would you like to have something to say? Going once, going twice, caller 0274. Thank you for tuning in. So we're going to go ahead and get back to the show here. Something that's really burning on my heart that I would like to say tonight. The Lord has given me some different visions right now going into 2017 in regards to building a kingdom. I've had some conversation with Apostle Iva today in regards to the kingdom building, and I believe that I can appreciate our churches with four walls and a roof and organs and drums and sound systems and, you know, all that good stuff. But I believe that sometimes we get caught up too much inside of the church and not out in the community where the people are. And one of the things that's really on my heart to do next year, and maybe this is something that we can collaborate on or you know, maybe look into that, is having some tent revivals out in the community. Really, really feeling led right now to make a joyful noise. The Bible says make a joyful noise, and it say nothing about you have to be on key. You have to be on tune, but it says make a noise. And so I think I can hold a little tune, but, you know, the big picture for me right now, going through the Fresno Pacific University Seminary School, is really enlightening my mindset to really doing some things outside the box. When I was young in the early 80s, I used to see tent revivals, and I didn't know what they were doing. All I knew, they was over there making a lot of noise. But now, as I'm older in the ministry and mature in the ministry, I feel that is something that really needs to happen. I told my people Sunday, and I probably stepped on some toes, but I told them to go tell the Lord on me if you're upset, that, you know, I'm tired of speaking to the same people every Sunday. I'm tired of looking at the same. Not that, you know, I don't appreciate them. I didn't want them to feel that. But I'm saying that, you know, that we have a whole community, a world out here that's lost, that needs to understand how to fight spiritual warfare, need that laying hands on to understand what we're dealing with. We're fighting a spiritual piece here. And so I Dr. Kennedy, I'm just feeling led next year. I'm talking to people now who I think have tents. I mean, I have chairs. You know, we have keyboards. We have sound systems and all of that. And even if you may don't even need that, but I just remember when I was a child, I used to see those big old white tents with lights on them and chairs and somebody's speaking and they're singing. And so I just really think that, you know, if we can go to the Fresno State football game and the basketball game and the high school football game, how come we cannot come together to really spread God's word, the kingdom building? And so I just threw it out there. Anybody can jump on that if they'd like to.
Well, praise God. That is something that I wish that a young lady by the name of Apostle Monica Smith was on, because that is a vision that she and I had here in Sacramento that we had planned on doing last year. And as usual, you know, the warfare intensifies when you get ready to do something different. And she ended up having to move to Texas, but she's back now. So I pray and ask God that she's listening in tonight, and then we will go forward in that, because that is truly something that needs to be done. My ministry goes everywhere, and I am in the streets warring, declaring, decreeing the thing. That is where my ministry is. I don't sit up in a church house, not saying that it's not okay to go to church, because I think it's a beautiful thing if that's your thing. My ministry is in the streets because that's where people are dying. That's where people are hurting. That is where people don't have lost hope. So I go and I draw those, and now I'm more established, so I'm able to send them other places where they can really be fed after I lay the hands, deliver them from some things that they're dealing with, and then they can go and become kingdom-minded, kingdom builders.
Amen. I praise
God for that.
I wanted to add to that. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. You know, Dr. Harris, you're on to something. I've been asking the Lord. I've been spending time with a pastor for the week, and we've been talking about revival. And I grew up, I'm 32 years old, so I grew up in the church house. I grew up Baptist, grew up in Los Angeles. And that pastor there, Pastor Shane Scott at Macedonia Baptist Church. So I grew up Baptist. So I really didn't see the tent revivals. But I remember when I was called to ministry, the Lord said, with your ministry, and my ministry is different from Sister Iva. She's beautiful, blessed. I'm forever blessed. And it's also deliverance and healing, in which is sister ministries. But to say this is to say that God is calling a lot of people out of the church house into these tent revivals. And I believe it's a beautiful thing to have these tent revivals, because that way we can be able to minister to the homeless, to that person that sleeps on the stairs. They may hear it, you know, from a distance. So I believe that the vision for 2017, there's going to be more revival coming to more cities, but more so I'm asking God to bring a unity revival here in Fresno where all of the churches. I just came from at People's Church last Wednesday. They had an artist that came, a gospel artist. I've never seen so many youth at one place in so many years of my life. I've been to secular concerts. These kids had such a joy in the Lord with the music. But the Lord, when he spoke to me at that moment, he said, look around. I looked around, and I'm like, because at first I was ready to move from Fresno. I said, Lord, you know, there's no room for ministry here. These people here are stiff-necked. They don't listen. They're rebellious. And even some of these churches. So when the Lord told me to look, I'm looking in these stands. There's almost 3,000 children there, youth. And the Lord said, why can't we get a tent revival? Well, why can't we? Why can't we? So what you're saying, Dr. Harris, I'm fully that God has shown me these tents. And I do have a lady. I will have to look up. She has a business card. She sells these tents. They're $100. And these tents could sit anywhere from 30 people. But I'm thinking if you come up with three of those, or just four, or just go and ask for donations, we can even put a fundraiser together to get some tents, and so that we can make it happen. And I do see it happening in the heart of Fresno.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Wow. Yes, this is really needed. There, you know, and the other thing, the Lord has put on my heart is to this coming year is to really go outside my comfort zone into meeting other pastors in our community, regardless to, you know, what the past was. Let's focus on the present and let's find out what we can work together on in the sort of bigger picture of the community. A prayer walk is something that the Lord has put on my heart to do, is to call those like minds together and to just walk the street and pray and anoint fences, gates, streets, whatever, and to go over to Cooley Plaza, to go down Strader and just really, you know, do a real prayer walk and really minister to people there in that community. And then to end up at Nelson Park there and to then, you know, have praise and worship there and invite the community to come. And so I really think that the Lord is really, I can see the Lord pulling things together, people together with like minds. And, you know, with Dr. Kennedy in Atlanta, Georgia, with the resources she's shipping, the pipeline back here to Fresno, I think is really, really, no one is doing that I know of right now from the South, especially to Fresno. So she mm-hmm. has taken that on in Atlanta, and we really appreciate her, you know, leaving Fresno and also thinking about Fresno, because she still do have family here in Fresno. But we hope and pray that you all will do a follow-up with us next week to let our listening audience know what happened, you know, et cetera, at the conference. Now, and so we have like 2 minutes left. Any last things you want to say, phone numbers, websites, Facebooks, anything within 2 minutes?
Yes. Again, they can reach me at on Facebook at Iva Washington Tanner. My phone number, if anyone is in need of prayer, I am up from 10 p.m. at night to 7 in the morning, warring on behalf of those in America. I don't care where they come from. I deal with a lot of suicides and different things, so I'm always available. My phone number is area code 916-842-6843. I am available, and I only do kingdom work, so anything outside of that, don't call my number.
Can you give us the location where the conference is going to be?
Yes, it is going to be at the Hinton Center on, I just wrote down the address. See where it's 20. Oh, wow. Just wrote it down. Oh, wow. It's on the corner of California and Fairview off of, got it right here, 2385 South Fairview. That's at Fresno, California, 93706 at the Cecil Hinton Center. Yeah, 6 p.m.
Okay, thank you so much. 6 p.m. Okay, thank you. Dr.
Yes.
Kennedy, we have 30 seconds. Can you go ahead and lead us out?
Well, tonight we've heard a lot. I'm looking forward to the sisters coming back in and talking about the spiritual warfare, what's involved in that. It seems right now the country is tied up in a spiritual warfare. And love to be able to have that conversation with you some more. And so Bob Marley, he speaks about love. Whatever his relationship was, he understood that one of the most strongest, powerful tools is using love. And we can't even do spiritual warfare if we don't even have love, because we're trying
That's
to deliver
right.
people out of the state that they're in. And we can only give them the tools because we love them. We want to see them develop. It is an whosoever will opportunity. And so, again, I'm just so pleased to hear you sisters talking, and I hope we get another opportunity for you to come in and maybe even speak about what this fight in flesh and blood. We're not fighting flesh and blood, but we are fighting principalities and powers that rule in high places. I'd love you to break that down, and in particularly what that looks like in our government today, because there's a lot of principalities and powers within our government entities, and the warfare comes from the top all the way up to the bottom. It trickles backwards and forwards, and we've just got to be able to know which side of the fence we're on. I enjoyed listening to you tonight, and I'll be having you in my prayer. Peace and love, everyone. One love. One love.